6 hours after their first meeting on May 13th in McClellan's parlor. Webster, with $200 in his pocket for expenses and pretending to be a Baltimore secessionist, was on his way south, arriving in Louisville, Kentucky that night. Within days, Pinkerton sent out other scouts singly or in pairs. From Louisville, Webster the next morning took the train to Bowling Green, Kentucky, quietly jotting down detailed notes on everything he saw along the way, as a good spy should, and using his affable personality to strike up friendly conversations with Kentuckians to gain a feel for the state's mood. After several days in Bowling Green, he took another train to Clarksville, Tennessee, just across the border. When he boarded the train there for Memphis, he noticed a swarthy-looking man following him, wearing civilian clothes, with long hair under a broad-brimmed hat. He learned later that the man was a Confederate counter-espionage agent from a Tennessee unit called the Safety Committee. Webster saw little of the agent during the remainder of the ride to Memphis, so he spent the time puffing on a cigar and taking mental notes on the rebel soldiers, heavy guns, and carloads of ammunition he saw along the way from the car window, which suggested to him a buildup was underway at the border for some kind of offensive action. The Memphis that Webster saw was a bustling commercial city of 30,000, with bales of cotton piled up at its long steamboat landing, carriages jamming its streets, and hotels crowded with visitors. Webster checked in to the Worsham House, ignoring the Confederate officer looking over his shoulder as he registered, and the safety committee agent watching from the lobby. Soon he was in the hotel bar buying drinks for three rebel officers, who became freer with information as they got more lubricated. By the afternoon, he had three devoted friends, the lieutenant among them taking off his uniform hat and plopping it on Webster's head. "Henceforth, you are now one of us," the officer proclaimed. The next morning, Webster's military trio escorted him aboard a steamboat that took them up the Mississippi River a half dozen miles to Camp Rector, where General Pillow had 3,700 men deployed. Webster spent a pleasant day as his pals showed off the camp's troops and artillery. His long-haired safety committee agent continued to stalk him at a distance.